In order to get the southern summer, then that took us away from the northern winter. So we went away in 58, we came back in May of 59. I was actually on the whale catchers, who actually harpooned the whales. And the ship I was on had been a Royal Navy corvette in the wartime. The first whales that we took in when we started the season was sperm whale, and they were very, very slow moving. And you hunted them for about 3 weeks, and then you moved on to the fin whales. And they were larger still. They ran about 75 to maybe almost 80 feet. The largest whales were, of course, the blue whales. And the largest I ever saw was 96 feet long, which is about, what, 30 meters, something like that. Really, really huge animals. Very beautiful animals when you really studied them. You saw how they swam and how fast they could go. They were really very, very streamlined. I remember us chasing one quail in a straight line for 4 hours one day, and it was just the sheer power of the steam engine over the whale's body and the whale's ability that we slowly, slowly caught up with it. You couldn't help but feel sorry for the poor thing. We were in really at the twilight years of it, and it was time to stop. It really was. The whales were getting very few, and we could see a change every year. The writing was on the wall. It had to stop. The world was moving on, and I think if you ask any whaler, certainly from here today, how they feel about it, then they would all agree with me that we were glad we stopped in time.